Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
On this week's episode, we are diving into some juicy pop culture gossip. We discuss celebrity feuds, the digital version of a non-consensual herpy, getting mugged in Barcelona, and which organs we are looking to ditch. Stick around, subscribe on iTunes, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag psychobabble. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories I have never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This episode of Psychobabble with Tyler Oakley is brought to you by Harry's. For guys like you who want a great shave experience for a fraction of what you're paying now, go to harrys.com and get $5 off your first purchase by entering the code Tyler Oakley when you check out. Again, the code is Tyler Oakley, all one word, no spaces. You're welcome in advance.
Ba, 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 ba. That's me playing the ukulele.
Oh! Have you ever considered going into the a cappella career?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've got a budding music career just waiting.
Budding?
Yeah, I think that's the word.
Is it?
Yeah, like a flower bud.
Would you? Now, I hate you. Speaking of flower buds.
What's your favorite flower?
What is your favorite flower? I'm done talking about this. Let's talk about what we're actually talking about today.
What are we talking about today?
Now, for all of you at home who don't know Corey Cool, Corey Cool, I would say, is the person who has their fingers on the pulse of pop culture's big vein.
Thank God, yes.
If pop culture had a big vein, Corey's fingers are all up on it.
Always touching it.
He knows what's going on. So, Corey, I feel like it's that time of Psychobabble when we get into what is going on in pop culture.
I would love that.
Because there's a lot of drama.
Because right now you have to respond to me, because a lot of times when I spit these facts out at you, you just ignore me.
Yep. That's usually the goal.
So this episode is just me talking.
Okay, no, I'm going to talk. We're both going to talk. Okay, well, let's talk about what is happening. What is your favorite piece of drama right now? Go.
You know what my big thing is right now. It's been a couple of weeks since it first started going down, but I'm not ready to let it go.
Don't let it go.
Don't let go. Wait, let it go.
Let it go? Don't let it go. Don't let it go.
I don't know. Idina or Debbie.
I'll never let go.
Tell us if we're letting it go.
Wait, what is it from Titanic?
Never let go, Jack.
I'll never let go.
I wish you would.
You know what? Did you think they had enough room?
I totally did.
Okay,
Jack
cool.
Could have climbed up there.
Glad we had that settled.
What was Kate Winslet
doing? What were you
getting
into? Go back. What are you talking about?
I wanted to talk about the feud of all feuds.
Wait. Let me guess who you're talking about.
Of the year.
The biggest fight of the year. Let's see. Rihanna and Satan.
No. You're not even close. I want to talk about the Taylor Swift, Katy Perry, speculation feud that is going down.
Well, my guess was a little accurate. Satan's right in there.
I cannot believe you would talk about Taylor like that.
I didn't name names. You don't know who I'm talking about.
Well, I feel like I should preface this with I absolutely refuse to have to pick between Katy Perry and
Taylor. I refuse
to choose between Taylor and Katy.
Now, I refuse to believe what the media tells us, that we can only have one pop queen.
Yeah.
I think they try to pit musicians against each other.
Especially
with the women.
Yeah.
Is this another case of that?
I don't know. I mean, there's been a lot of drama on the Twitter. They've been throw in some subtle shade. We don't know if it's at each other.
Right. Okay. Well, lay down the facts. What are the facts?
So the facts,
what do people say?
Are Taylor Swift has a new album coming soon. And apparently there's a track on there called Bad Blood, which is about someone who she used to think was a friend. And then she realized this girl is not nice to me.
Not an amigo.
Not an amigo. Not an amiga. And so she was doing all this press about the new album and talking about the tracks. And everyone wants to know about Bad Blood.
Mm-hmm.
And so Billboard came out with an article speculating about the top five women that this song could be about.
And why's it got to be a woman?
Well, I think Taylor said it was a woman.
Okay, sure.
I think she said she.
Okay.
Maybe the lyrical content. I cannot wait to hear the track, regardless of who it's about.
See, is this all just brilliant marketing play?
That's what I'm wondering. I'm like, everyone's going to... Well, okay.
I'm a conspiracy theorist. I don't believe anything. So I feel like she is looking to sell an album.
But
nothing wrong with it. Everybody's got their hustle. But, girl...
I agree. I mean, considering there's now talking that there are, three tracks on the album that are supposed to be about Harry Styles. Did you hear that?
Oh, my God. Three?
Three tracks. I'm like, this just can't all be true.
Are we talking about TRXYE, or are we talking about...
Well, you know there's a track called Style.
Oh, my God.
That's supposedly, all about him.
No.
Anywho, back to Katie.
Okay.
That's what I say at least five times.
That is if you were a doll and you pulled your string, your doll would say, anyway, back to Katie.
Back to Katie. So they're just really trying to see if they're fighting, or there were talks about Katie trying to steal her dancers for the Prismatic tour.
Because, in fact, some dancers that once danced with
Taylor on Red
now dance with
Katie on
Katie.
Prismatic.
Is this...
Okay, well, hold on.
I mean, I feel like, how dare anybody, an artist specifically, say, no, dancers can't have a career where they work with different people.
Right. And here, I mean, I'm going to throw a little subtle shade right here. Would you... Honestly, if you're a dancer and you want to be on tour, who do you think's going to have more, hard-hitting dance moves
Gaga.
On the stage?
Gaga. Next
between
question.
Katie and
Gaga.
Taylor.
Lady Gaga. Do you know Lady Gaga?
Oh, my gosh.
She's this new up-and-coming artist.
Gaga would pay for this promo to have a Taylor song written about her.
I know. I would agree with that.
I think Gaga could use that.
You know, there was a time when everybody, when they had an album coming out, they would name drop Gaga or talk shit about Gaga or, come for Gaga. Is Katie the new person that people are going to be coming for?
Oh, I thought you were going to say, is Katie the new Gaga?
No. I feel like now that Taylor is no longer talking about boys on albums,
yeah.
She said this is not about boys, although apparently we have three tracks about Harry Styles. Apparently she's moved on to talking about men.
Men.
That's what that is.
Oh.
Is it now her going to be talking about drama with other pop stars?
I guess.
I don't know the route she's
what
going.
What is your marketing angle? She just needs that third album with a million sales first week. That's what she's looking for.
Sound it out. What's your favorite Taylor album?
Oh. Oh my gosh, I can't even.
Fearless. Duh.
I really like Red.
Fearless got me through it.
I like them all.
I always say every album got me through it.
I think you do. You once told Jordan Sparks that.
Well, that was not a lie.
Yeah. Well, speaking of artists.
Yeah.
Right? No. Do you know who I heard has a new album coming?
Name names.
I can spell her name. Can you guess?
Tell me.
Should you just guess? Maybe she hasn't
Whose names
had
can you spell?
Maybe, here.
I don't know.
Maybe she hasn't had, I think, okay, the hint one, she likes to spell in song.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Always spelling.
Gwen Stefani.
No.
B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
Very close. She hasn't had an album in 7 or 8 years.
Gwen Stefani? I don't know.
Whoa. She's a former member of a group. Well, I mean, I guess she might still be in that group. Yeah.
Latavia? Who? From Destiny's Child?
Yeah.
The one that was in the group for a week?
Talking about Fergalicious.
Fergalicious Deaf?
I heard she has a new album coming.
No.
Yeah.
Wow.
Stacey Ferguson.
Is that her real name?
Of course it is.
Well, my London bridges are going down.
I wish more artists would just have a whole, a second album 8 years later and just, a remix of every song off of their previous
Incredible.
Album.
Well, Lord knows a new demographic is hearing it.
Yeah. I mean, half these people haven't even heard any of the Fergie songs.
Now, that is a travesty.
Which one do you think was your favorite off of that Fergalicious album?
Oh, my God.
Was it? No, it was called The Duchess.
which is also what people call me.
My grandma's dog's name is Duchess.
No, I hate it. I hate it. Off the Duchess album, you know, the track list is impressive. We've got Fergalicious, we've got Clumsy, we've got London Bridge,
yeah.
We've got Big Girls Don't Cry.
Oh, I love Big Girls Don't Cry. I mean, what's the one where she's like, drive through Taco Bell?
Oh my God, that's my song.
She's like, oh,
I don't care.
Gym.
I'm still real, no matter how many records I sell.
Right. She's like, up in the gym, working on her fitness. Drive
Those are different songs.
Is it?
Yeah.
Really? That,
up in the gym, working on my fitness is Fergalicious.
Okay.
I don't care. I'm still real, no matter how many records I sell. That's glamorous.
Glamorous. I get very confused by Fergalicious and glamorous. Would you rather be Fergalicious or glamorous?
Well. As somebody who is already glamorous, I'm still working on my Fergalicious.
Yeah.
What do you? Because sometimes I feel Fergalicious, but other times I don't.
Do you ever feel off the wagon?
Oh, I've always felt off the wagon. Nobody's gonna know what that's from.
I know.
If you do, the mad props.
Hashtag off the wagon.
Hashtag off the wagon. I don't think anybody's going to know what that's from. If you do,
find the link.
Find the link and tweet it to us. It's a video.
Do you ever feel
on my
off
channel.
The wagon?
Oprah once felt off the wagon.
She feels off the wagon.
Felt. Anyway, okay, what are we even talking about? Let's go back to the Duchess herself.
Yeah, okay.
I can't believe, you know, there's been a lot of queens of pop in our day.
Yeah.
She had such an impressive album.
Oh, yeah, I had like five top five hits.
But would anybody consider her a queen of pop? No shade. That's a general question.
That's what happens when you disappear for 8 years. I mean, she's been back with the Black Eyed Peas, but what is Fergie doing?
Well, we are about to find out.
The answer was Josh Duhamel. I don't know what his last name.
Sound it out.
Her husband.
Speaking of artists whose names you can't spell.
Fergie.
You know, I once interviewed Fergie.
No.
At Trevor Live.
What?
Yeah, the first Trevor Live that I went to, I was just a shaken, rattling mess because I was so nervous. Yeah, I was a leaf, you would say. And Fergalicious comes up, and I talked to her about the importance of suicide prevention.
I was going to say cool story because I thought you were going to end it with I talked to her.
I talked to her, and that was it.
When you said let's take it back, I was going to take it all the way back to Gwen Stefani because I just had one quick question.
What?
Like, would you rather be Love, Angel, Music, or Baby?
Well, as somebody who is Baby.
What does that even mean?
I'm the Baby.
I'm the Baby.
I don't know. Love, nobody even knows what this question is. Do you remember the song Bubble Pop Electric?
By who?
Gwen Stefani, well, Bubble Pop Electric, you've got to get. Oh my God,
no.
It was so good.
Right, let's
leave that.
This episode of Psychobabble with Tyler Oakley is brought to you by Harry's. Harry's was started by two guys who wanted better shaving products without paying an arm and a leg to get it. And Harry's razors offer a high quality shave. They're about half the price of other big branded blades, and they ship for free to your front door, which is like the best thing in the world. And their starter set is an amazing deal. For just $15, you get a razor, you get moisturizing shaving cream, and three razor blades. So that's like a pretty good deal. And I'm just thinking, like, why pay $32 for an 8-pack of blades when it's half the price at Harry's? And the best thing in the world is Harry's makes their own blades. They have high quality, high performance blades made in their own factory, crafted by shaving experts. And I use this myself. It actually is smooth. It's like the best thing. Trust me, you will love it. If you're looking for a close shave, which I am, I look like a baby face right now. And honestly, it's a better shave that respects your face and your wallet. No more poor quality blades. They sent me my own engraved set, which shipped right to my door. I love the look and the feel of the set, and the packaging is awesome. It's like super cute. I like it. And honestly, the best thing, it's a great shave. So for a clean, close, comfortable shave, go to harrys.com. That is harrys.com. Use the offer code Tyler Oakley, all one word, to get $5 off your first purchase. That's harrys.com, promo code Tyler Oakley. Again, all one word, no spaces. So thank you to Harry's for all the support. We love you here at Psychobabble. And yeah, thanks for making my face cute.
What else is happening?
Speaking of artists that I don't want to know more about.
Yes. Oh, yes.
You too.
Me?
Not you two. Oh, oh. You two.
The band?
The band.
Them? I didn't even know we were considering talking about them.
I brought this up to Corey this morning. I said, check your phone.
I did.
What's new there that you did not ask for?
Tyler told me this morning that suddenly there was going to be a new U2 album on my phone, and I was like, no, this is blasphemous. I don't believe you for a moment. How did they put this album on my phone?
So basically, I guess the new version of pulling a Beyonce, of dropping an album, is to drop an album onto your music library without even asking for your consent.
Wow, non-consensual music downloading.
Wow.
I'm not into it. The last album I would want on my phone as a surprise is a U2 album.
Well, I mean, the first album I would want as a surprise on my phone is the new Fergie album. What if you could have a surprise album dropped onto your phone, who would you want?
Oh my god. Oh, like a surprise or like one that I know that's coming.
A surprise.
Oh my god.
Maybe a new Kelly Clarkson Christmas album.
Oh my god.
Bam, surprise, Christmas Day. It's here.
No, no, not Christmas Day.
November 1st.
I was listening to Christmas music this week.
I know, you disgusto.
I would love a surprise Christmas album from Adele. Can you imagine?
I would love a surprise Christmas jazz album from Gaga.
Oh.
Yum 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 yum.
No.
Or who else?
Like, what about a surprise Christmas album from Michael Jackson?
Can you absolutely not?
Whoa, too soon?
Too late.
You know he's still dropping albums. You know, like, Tupac is still
You know who is
albums.
About to drop an album? Whitney.
I saw that.
Yeah, what in tarnation?
A live album. Her first live album.
Since when?
Since ever.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
So I would love any of those surprise albums. Those would just make my day. But I mean, rarely do I ever just like thumb through my library on my phone. I would have never found this U2 album.
Someday
you
would have stumbled upon it. Now, there have been a lot of reactions to an unasked for U2 album, but I think my favorite is, do you know Tyler, the Creator?
Unfortunately.
Now, he is a character within himself. I think he's done some pretty problematic things, but his response to U2 putting an album on his iPod,
yeah,
on his iPhone, I would say is a little bit iconic.
Really?
He
had
a good
response. I can't.
I don't know if I can even say it. F you, Bono, you old F. I don't want you on my phone. Word that I cannot say. Bitch, stupid, glasses, F Bono. New tweet, F Bono. New tweet. Get off my effing phone. You couldn't come up with an actual marketing idea. F you two. I don't want you. F Bono. I didn't ask for you. I'm mad. Now, mind you, these are all caps. Next tweet. I did not. You were on my phone. It's legit like waking up with a pimple or like a herpy. IDK. I did know you were on my phone. What the F?
I'm glad Tyler, the Creator, knows what it's like to wake up with a herpy. I'm not.
Okay, and then the last tweet is, okay, to be honest, saying F Bono is really funny to me. Ha 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 ha.
How many ha ha's?
Well, three ha's.
Oh.
So he's
laughing.
Having a little bit of a laugh about it.
He is cracking up.
Is waking up to an unasked for album like a herpy? What are other things like a herpy?
I'm going to have to take Tyler, the Creator's word for it.
Yeah.
I guess I've just never had that experience.
I mean, waking up to find tweets from Tyler, the Creator, in the news is like waking up with a herpy.
Truly.
Okay.
Did you know that Bono, this is a random fact, he would like...
losing interest immediately.
I once read a story about how he like paid to have a fedora flown to his concert because he like left his favorite fedora in like London or Ireland.
I guess life goals.
Right.
Having enough money to have a fedora flown to you. You know what I would do? You know what you can do is order an Uber to pick up something.
What?
And then have it driven to you?
I don't think you can.
I've never done it, but I feel like that's a thing you could do.
I once had an Uber driver telling me that someone asked him to do that, and he refused.
Refused? Okay, well, cool. I guess that would be like having a herpy.
Yeah, but so I was shocked when I saw it on my iPhone 5C. I just couldn't believe it.
Speaking of iPhone 5Cs, the new iPhone is here.
Oh, is it?
Are you assaulted by a larger iPhone? Do you even have room in your pocket?
Is it bigger?
It's like 6 inches.
Things I didn't do, watch or listen or download the keynote, whatever you were supposed to do to it.
I surely didn't.
It was trending on Twitter. It was all over everything.
Listen.
I had no time for that.
You know what? I don't want a bigger phone.
I don't need a new
phone. If I wanted an iPad, I'd get an iPad. If I wanted a bigger
phone.
You
have an iPad.
I do have an iPad. So I don't need this. this. I don't need this in my life. A new, bigger iPhone is like a herpy.
Yeah, truly. Do you know what the, like, new iOS update has that I'm going to live for?
What?
Like, getting people out, like, taking yourself out of a group text.
Oh, my God.
You know that's my biggest
Daddy
rant.
Is ready.
Yes. Bye, friends. I cannot wait.
Have you ever lost your phone?
No. You know I don't lose things.
Ugh, God.
Have you?
Of course. Once we were in Barcelona, the first day we were in Barcelona, me and Corey went on a Europe trip.
Excursion.
We went to Barcelona.
Yeah, that's how you say it, Barcelona.
Now, I don't have a lisp, but Barcelona.
We were eating paella in
Barcelona. We were eating paella at Las Ramblas.
Oh, that's where we were.
And a woman comes up to try to sell me something.
She wanted your supper.
She wanted my paella. And she puts a menu of things that I can buy in front of my face. And while she's doing that, she slips her little grubby fingers in front of, I mean, behind the, like, the menu of things I can buy from her and takes my phone.
Yeah. I was there.
So then, what had happened was, I see that my phone's gone because I go to tweet, obviously, because I'm tweeting every moment of the day, and I start screaming.
You did scream. We got looked at.
Well, what would you do if you lost your phone? Not only did I lose my phone, I lost my favorite floral iPhone case.
It was a big day for you.
It was a big day for me. So I start scritting, which is...
screaming and shitting.
Screaming and shitting. So there I was scritting all over Barcelona. I'm like, looking for my phone. I'm like, did I put it in my pocket? Did I give it to you? Is it in my paella? No, it's nowhere. And then... who comes up to us, Corey?
The undercover police.
The undercover police.
Wearing an NYPD, like...
So, four men in NYPD t-shirts.
It was very strange.
Say, did you lose this phone? Holding up my floral iPhone case phone.
Yeah.
So, I'm like, clearly, that is my phone. They know what they're into.
I'm like,
these men don't look official.
No. I literally thought they were going to try to ask us to go somewhere. We were going to end up in, like, a hostile situation, like the movie Hostel.
They were going to be
harvesting our organs.
This is the end. They say, you have to come with me if you want your phone
down
back.
Down this dark alley.
Right. They say, come with us down this alley. If you want your phone back, you have to fill out a police report down this alley. I'm like, I was like, okay, pros and cons. Pro, iPhone case.
Yeah,
very cute,
very
floral.
Pro.
Con, being sold into a sex ring, and being kidnapped for the rest of my life. Harvested organs. Something that I'm not into yet in my life.
Yeah. I mean, I did feel better.
Would you ever sell an organ?
No.
I'm like, okay, if you had to sell an organ, which would you get rid of?
My fingers.
Okay. Is that an organ?
I don't know.
I guess I never took anatomy.
I know this. Appendix. Ha ha, that organ does nothing.
I hate you. Ha ha. That's one ha away from being Tyler the Creator.
I beat you at your own game.
I would get rid of...
Your eyes are organs.
I love my eyes. They work. They're great.
Tonsils.
I would get rid of my tonsils. I would get rid of my wisdom teeth.
That's a bone. Anyways.
Is a tooth a bone? Do you know that? Can you confirm that?
Are you kidding?
I think...
I'm adding this to the chapter of your book entitled Your Dumb Things You Say.
What? I don't think teeth are bones. Wait. Are they?
Are you being serious?
I'm Googling. Let me read you. Your skeletal system is all of the bones in the body, in the tissues such as tendons, ligaments, and cartilage that connect them. Your teeth are also considered part of your skeletal system,
but they
are not counted as bones. Your teeth are made of enamel and dentin. Enamel is the strongest substance in the body.
Like a big old bone.
Not like a bone.
So I think it's like a sister cousin of a bone.
So there I was being told by NYPD people in Barcelona that I had to go with them to get my phone. So I say, Corey.
Let's do this.
Let's do this.
Wait.
And I didn't say, Corey, let's do this. I said, Corey, watch our...
paella.
Watch our paella. Watch our sangrias. I'll be back.
I was literally like, well, this is it. I'm never going to see Tyler again. He's gone. I wasn't
dumb
enough to go down this alley.
As soon as I stood up, Corey got on his phone to find the next tourist location.
He would...
No, you were like, where's the nearest nude beach now that I got rid of that
No, trick? I literally was like, I'm going to have to go home. I'm going to have to call Queen Jackie and be like, he's gone.
Did I ever tell you the time that I got kidnapped and we had to tell...
You know I don't believe that story.
Okay, well, we'll get into that another day. But when I told my mom that I had gotten kidnapped, she just cried and cried. Anyway, so...
She called me.
Anyway, back to Barcelona. So I follow them down the alley.
Yeah, I know. I was being held hostage by the waitress because she wouldn't bring us our bill so that I could cash out and go with you.
Well, I was walking down the alley with these four NYPD people who say they were undercover cops in NYPD t-shirts.
Posing as tourists.
And they have this woman who stole my phone with them.
Cackling.
And she's cackling. And I'm like, no, there's a language barrier. I'm like, why is she laughing? And it's as if she's in on it. This is all happening. I'm being taken away. They're going to take out my bone teeth.
Your bone.
And I'm like, I need these bone teeth.
You were
They're one of my favorites.
Away from getting like clubbed, dragged down the dark alley, and I was just in Barcelona alone.
Barcelona alone. So they take me into this building. They put me in a room. I'm sitting there thinking this is the end.
Didn't they put you in a jail cell?
No.
So you fabricated that when you told me the story 2 years
ago. Yes. So I'm sitting there. They come in. They make me fill out a form. They give me back my phone. And that's it.
Oh, my gosh.
But I'm like, y'all should get some official uniforms if you're going to, like, try to take me into a dark alley.
Truly.
Because I probably would have came.
Because you're like into a dark.
I'm into like a.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And then you come back. You're alive.
But
you
what
have
I
have your
I
phone.
Guess the moral of the story is if the iPhone were bigger then, I would have just let them have it.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you would have seen her trying to take it because it's so large and in charge.
Right. Well, you know. Hmm,
well,
that's all.
iPhones. Neat.
Cool story, Corey.
Cool stuff. You know what I read this morning?
What'd you read?
Okay. You know who had to eat a crow on their talk show? Speaking of paella.
Oh, my God. We should do that.
Eat crow?
On Psychobabble. I'm hungry.
How do we get crow in here? This is a legit question.
You know what we do? We order an Uber, tell him to pick up a crow. He'll drop it off.
Go catch us a crow.
Bring us a crow.
More
do crows have teeth?
They're bones. They have bones in their mouth. It's dented.
Now, you know I like meat with no bones in it.
Oh, literally me. I won't eat meat with a bone in it.
We were just at Hooters and...
Boneless wings.
I got boneless wings. What did you get?
Fried pickles.
Now, I had never had a fried pickle.
I cannot believe that about you.
Yeah, exactly.
I thought you've eaten fried everything. Fried crow.
Someday. Next episode. Fried crow, no beef. No bones, no teeth.
No bones, no teeth.
No beef, no bones, no teeth.
This is a serious question.
What?
Speaking of pop culture relevancy, do you know who just ate a crow this morning?
I'm already bored of this question. Who?
Somebody who said, I bet you money that this Kimye, Kanye, and Kim Kardashian wedding won't last longer than her wedding to Chris Humphries. And they said, if it lasts more than the 72 days or whatever it was, I'll eat a crow.
And then what happened?
Julie Chen ate a crow.
No, she didn't!
Okay, I lied.
Julie would never make a wager like that.
Do you know, literally, I cannot believe you can't guess there's a person who would eat a crow.
Is it Stedman?
Yes.
Gail. Oprah's boyfriend.
Gail. No, it's Wendy Williams. You know, she's got nothing better to do on her talk show than eat a crow. Would you ever eat a crow? Maybe that's what you and I should start doing is, like, placing bets. Like, I would eat a crow.
I would eat a crow.
I'll eat a crow if this Fergie album doesn't debut at number one.
Wait, I'm holding you to it. That's happening. That's happening. That's happening. Shake on it.
I'll shake you.
Shake it.
Shake it off.
Okay. Done. It's done.
I'm going to have to get that crow recipe.
Well, no beak, no bones, no teeth.
It's very cool and neat.
Okay, well, I think I've had enough with some pop culture scrutiny today.
I mean, this Wendy Williams crow eating story just made you want to give up.
No, it made me hungry. I gotta go get a crow. If you've listened this far, we have one simple request to you. Tweet us with the hashtag what, Corey?
Off the wagon.
Off the wagon. Now, I am very curious to see if anybody knows the reference. If you do.
They're a number one super fan.
If you're a super fan, that's how we'll know.
I'm going to be favoriting the tweets that are hashtagged off the wagon and have a link to the link.
Link to the link.
Link to the link. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Cool.
No, literally, my stomach is growling. I'm going to go eat a crow.
Okay, let's go eat crows. Thanks for listening, y'all. Before you go, what should they do, Cor?
You should subscribe on iTunes and follow me on Twitter.
No, I wouldn't do that if I were you.
No meat, no bones, follow me on Twitter.
No meat, no bones. And no teeth.
Are they going to follow you on Twitter, too?
I mean, if it's in their best
interest.
Pinterest.
Whoa.
Follow me on Twitter at Tyler Oakley. Follow Corey on Twitter at Corey Cool. We will see you guys next week, next Tuesday, for a brand new episode. But until then, have a good life.
Bye.
Later.
see everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.